Hi, and welcome back to our broadcast. I'm Brian Likens, and this is the Christmas season. And, you know, to us, this is the most wonderful time of the year. And it should be all year long, but it's not. It's only just a short time. And, you know, it's one of those times that it comes way too fast and is gone way too soon. But we love this time of year. We love to, Annette loves to decorate, and we'll show a few pictures of some of the things around that how she decorates up for this time of year and how beautiful it is. And it just brings joy, and it brings a remembrance of what this time of year not just represents, but what this time of year means to the world because of what happened. And I know there's so many people that will say that, well, it wasn't this exact day. Nobody really knows the exact day that Christ came, but he did come. He came to the earth. He was born. He was born in a manger. He was born for us. He was the Lamb of God that came to take the sin of the world. He came to the earth. And that is the important thing to remember, that he did come to the earth for us. And this is the time that we celebrate, and we celebrate the gift that God gave, the most wonderful gift to mankind that God ever gave. And that was his precious son, Jesus. And we celebrate that by representing who he was. And to our family, we celebrate by gift giving. And it's not just about, you know, what we can get, but the joy of giving because God first gave to us. And I want to read to you in Luke chapter 2. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but this is where in Luke chapter 2, the birth of Jesus Christ. And I want to talk about a few things here of how powerful that really this time of year is, how powerful it is to remember what God did for us. And before I go any further, let me go ahead and open up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the life that you have given us. Lord, we thank you for the life that we have in you. We're so grateful and thankful, Lord God, for the opportunity to become sons and daughters of the Most High God. We're thankful, Lord God, for the life that you've put on the inside of us, and because of what Jesus did, the price that he paid. And Lord, as we're remembering the beginning, the birth of Jesus in the earth, as we're remembering the time when the angels declared the glory of God coming in the earth, Lord, we thank you for this time of year. We thank you for our families, and Lord, for people that are struggling this time of year. Lord, maybe they're missing people or they're missing their family. Father, I thank you for bringing into their life someone who will take the place and fill that void, that will fill that gap. Lord, fill the emptiness on the inside of them, and let them know that this is not the end. It is just the beginning. This world and this life that we live is temporary. And Lord, we thank you that, God, that what you have given us is forever. It is eternal. And Lord, today we give you thanks in the name that's above every name. The Lord came in Luke chapter 2. This is where it's talking about the Lord coming as a child. And in Luke 2:1, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, in the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Now I want to read that to you, the last two verses there in the Passion Translation. It says, let me start in verse 8. That night in a field near Bethlehem, there were shepherds watching over their flocks. And suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared in radiant splendor before them, lighting up the field with the blazing glory of God. And the shepherds were terrified. But the angel reassured them, saying, "Don't be afraid, for I come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard, and it is for everyone everywhere. For today in Bethlehem, a rescuer was born for you. He is the Lord Yahweh, the Messiah." That last part of verse 10, it says, "For I have come to bring you good news, the most joyous news the world has ever heard, and it is for everyone everywhere." Christ came for the entire world. He came to bring deliverance and salvation, not just to the Jew, but to the entire world. And this is what we celebrate, that the greatest joy and the greatest news to ever come to mankind was that there is a Savior, as it says here in verse 11, a rescuer was born for you. He is the Lord Yahweh, the Messiah. A rescuer was born that day to deliver us and to give us a freedom that only God could give. That day was the greatest news in all the world. And that's the reason why we celebrate so greatly this time of year. We celebrate what God gave, the precious gift that He gave, and how powerful it was. And yes, I know that the world takes advantage of it, and the marketing and the, you know, and all of the stores take advantage of trying to sell us everything. And they try to, you know, make you feel guilty if you didn't get somebody a gift. But listen, we can overcome all of that. It doesn't change the fact that this is still the greatest, one of the greatest times of the year to celebrate. Not only this time, but Resurrection Sunday is one of the other most awesome, greatest times, because that again fulfills what Christ did. But this time of year is a time of celebration, that we celebrate the coming of our Savior. And it's so good to look back and to remember how He came. You know, He didn't, you know, the Jews expected Him to come as a king in all of His glory and come with all of His army, the mighty angels of God, to come and deliver them from the Roman Empire and to set them free and to set them up as in the kingdom on the earth, that they would reign with Him. That's what they were looking for. But when He came humbly as a little child. Now, why did He do that? Why didn't He come and deliver the Jewish nation from the Romans? Why didn't He come in all of His glory and set them up? Why did He come the way He did? He came so that everyone would be included. That not only the Jew, but also the Gentile, anybody that was not of the lineage of Abraham, anyone that was not of the covenant promise, that they would be able to come into that promise and have eternal life. He didn't leave anyone out. He came, that news was the joyous news for the entire world, that the whole world would be able to receive from the gift that God gave, that the entire world would be able to have the precious gift and the life eternal salvation that God gave through Jesus Christ, that it would be open to the entire world. If it only came to the Jew, if it was only to the Jew and we were all excluded, we would have all been left out. But He knew that we needed Him and we needed a Savior, and He made provision and made a way for anyone that would believe, anyone that would accept Him would have the gift of eternal life, that not one person would be left out. And that's why that news was joyous and glorious and the most wonderful news for the entire world. Everyone, inclusive to the entire world, that as many as possible would come into the kingdom. The birth of Jesus Christ that we celebrate, it's not to leave anyone out and to exclude anybody. It is the way that God gave the gift of salvation through His precious Son, that no one would be left out, that anyone could believe on Him and have eternal life. And this time of year that we celebrate this season. Yes, we celebrate with the gift giving because it causes us to, we're so grateful and thankful, and it causes us to want to be a blessing just the way that God wanted to bless us. We want to bless our families. We want to be a blessing to other people. We want to say, hey, everybody, Merry Christmas. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Why? Because of what God did. Because of the gift that He gave. The most powerful, precious gift in the entire world came that very night. And you know, we decorate and we'll show, again, we'll show some pictures of things that we have, some lights that we have up. And I'm sure that everybody has a tradition or something that they do that time of year that brings their families close together. And I hope you make new traditions and make new friends and make new family members, and your family begins to grow. And if you lost family members, that you don't have to be sad this time of year, but you can rejoice that this life is only temporary. We have a home that is forever in the kingdom of heaven, and it will never end. And the Bible declares that, as we just read, that He is the King. It is His kingdom is without end. His kingdom will not ever end. He is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. His kingdom will never end. It will reign. He reigns forever. And so we have that hope and knowing that this is only temporary, but the joy and the time that we celebrate here, the joys that we have, all of this that we do this time of year is to remember and to celebrate the greatest gift that was ever given. And yes, it, many times it brings out the best in people. You think, wow, they've never said a nice word to me except for Christmas time. And sometimes it brings out the worst in people when they're frustrated. That's when they're frustrated and they're getting the burden down with the pressures of what do I get? Or I'm spending money I don't have. Well, don't spend money you don't have. Just do what you can do. Do what you're able to do and be a blessing. And do it joyfully. Whatever you do, do it with a joyful heart and a joyful attitude. And it will bring joy to somebody else. You don't have to be frustrated this time of year. You don't have to feel the pressure. If the pressure is on you, let it, push it off and say, I'm not going to be pressured. I am going to enjoy, and I'm going to bless, and I'm going to be a blessing. And ask the Lord what to do. Don't look at the marketing world out there and what they say you should do and what's the best gift to give. Ask the Lord, Lord, what would be a blessing to them? And then you do what is a blessing, and you watch God open up and restore relationships. I can remember back with our kids, some of the best Christmases we ever had was when we saw our children give something of theirs, not going out and buying it, but giving something that was precious to them that they knew that one of their siblings, one of their brothers or sisters really liked or enjoyed or maybe played with, or something that brought joy to them that they had, and they took something of theirs and they gave it to them. But when they did it, they thought of the best thing that their brother or sister enjoyed that they had, and they gave it to them, even though it was precious to them. And they probably on the inside, or when they thought about it, thought, man, I really thought I'd hold on to this forever, but they decided to give it. And when they did, they made one of the best Christmases that we've ever had. And it was because seeing the gift, the preciousness of gift giving out of the heart to be a blessing to someone else. And that is just like our Heavenly Father. That is His heart and His attitude. And that's exactly what He did. He gave the very best that he had. He gave his one and only son to come to a world that would reject him and deny him and mock him and curse him and even crucify him. They would hang him on a cross. He sent him anyway, knowing what was going to happen. He sent him anyway so that he could bring an entire world, anyone that would believe, into the kingdom. He gave the best that he had, and what he did is he received all of us. So he gave the absolute best gift that he had for us to bring us into the kingdom, to give us a home and anything that we were missing, anything that we needed is all wrapped up in him. God has provided for us, not only in this life, but for all of eternity. He has made provision. And just like we have our children, as we provide for them and we give gifts to them, we provide and we make a home for them, we make a life for them. God has far more done that for us by giving his son the precious gift that he had to bring us into a place of provision, us into a place of eternity, us into a place of living in the kingdom forever and ever and ever, the best and most precious gift that could ever be given. And that's one the reason why we celebrate and we light up things and we decorate our homes and we remember what this time of year is. Our families getting together and what a joy it is to celebrate and to share in each other's lives and to do something for someone else. You know, we usually spend a lot of money at Christmas time. And when we do, and it's, you know, please don't do what we've done in the past is go into debt. You don't want to go into debt. You don't want to look back and regret. But if you spend something on somebody, I promise you, the Lord will cause to come back to you. The Lord will provide for you. If you spend this Christmas holiday and you give something that the Lord puts on your heart for a family and you think, Lord, I've got things that I really need. And, you know, the year, first of the year's coming up and people think about taxes or they think about all these things or what about gas? Listen, if you give and the Lord puts somebody on your heart to be a blessing, to do something for them, to take a gift, to share with them, to take food to somebody or to take gifts to a family that their children don't have anything this year, I promise you the Lord will provide back to you and supply, and you won't miss a thing. If you will honor the Lord will honor you. What you do in celebration, especially in celebrating his life, the Lord will recover you. He will recover whatever is missing out of your life. He'll cause to come back to you. Whatever you're short on, the Lord will provide. The Lord will show up. I can tell you testimony after testimony of how many times that we have been in a situation not having it, trusting the Lord and the Lord providing for us. And we are always givers. We always give and we'll sow and we give whenever most people would say, you're a fool for doing that. You need to keep that in your own house. No, it's not just the time of year to give. It's kind of strange that it's at the end of the year because really it should be the beginning. And it kind of is because it's at the end and then you got New Year's, but it really sets you up for the entire year. This time of year, what the message and the blessing and the purpose and the act of giving sets us up for our future, because we're not just thinking of ourselves, we're thinking of other people. We're thinking of someone else. What would be a blessing to someone else? What would bring joy to them? That is what God did for us. God wasn't thinking, what can I get out of this? Oh, what, you know, he wasn't just thinking how blessed I'm going to be. He was saying, I want to be a blessing to the entire world. And when he gave the precious gift as Jesus was laid in that manger and he was wrapped up in swaddling clothes, he was born in the lowliest of the lowest place, but yet he was the King of all kings. He came from the place that there was nothing missing, nothing that was out of order, nothing was out of line, everything perfect, and everything to the absolute most valuable, most, not expensive, but the absolute most costly of anything that you could think of, most valuable, is in the kingdom of God. And he left all of that to come to that lowly place for all of the entire world so that we would have a precious gift, the gift of salvation. So when you think about this time of year, if the pressure tries to come on you, if it tries to make you feel depressed or sad, remember the reason for this season. Remember why Jesus came. Remember that he came for us, but not only to come, not only coming for us, but to share that with other people. If we only kept it to ourselves, then it would make us depressed, because that's not the reason. The power of giving is that you give it away, that you help someone else, that you do something that is selfless. You do something that's not self-centered. You do something that's not selfish. You give out of something that you have. And then the joy that comes from that, watching someone else's life be blessed from something that you actually needed, seeing someone else's life changed and turn around because you did something that you could have kept for yourself, or you did something, you gave, or you volunteered, you made a phone call, you sent a card, you thought about somebody, you made somebody's day. You know, sometimes it's just a small little thing that causes someone in a dark place to come up out of that darkness. When they feel that they are at their lowest, when they feel that they're hopeless and that there nobody cares about them, and all of a sudden they get something in the mail, or they get a phone call, or someone knocks on their door, that one act of kindness can bring someone that is at their darkest hour and feeling like they're alone and they're abandoned to realize that someone knows who they are. Someone knows where they are and that they have a need, and that if they were willing to get up and to leave their home, or to send something, or to take of their provision and be a blessing to someone else. What a precious imitation or act of kindness in doing and acting, mimicking, or being just like God, being just like him, portraying him to someone else. What a wonderful, absolute, greatest thing that we could ever do is to be a blessing to someone else. So this time of year, yeah, when the pressure's on and people are trying to push you, and there's parties to go to, or someone wants you to come over, and you can't be at two places at once, and maybe someone's mad at you because you didn't come to theirs and you went to someone else's, you know, just pray that God will give them peace, and God will give them deliverance, and God will help them to not be offended at you for the rest of the year. But do whatever you can do, whatever you have in your heart to do, whatever the Lord leads you to do, and do it with joy, and do it with that act of kindness and blessing, remembering that that is what Christ did for us. That's what God did when he sent Jesus to the earth, and Christ gave his life, became as a little child, grew up, and suffered at the cross, but then was raised from the dead. Yeah, most people think, well, you only talk about him being born here. No, but we can't forget what he did. And then he was raised from the dead to give us eternal life. That is the hope that we have. And this time of the year is one of the most amazing times to remember and to reflect on who we are, what we have, and what our future holds. Our future is bright, and it is in him. Let me go ahead and end this in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we worship you, and we thank you, Lord God, for sending Jesus to die on the cross for us. But Lord, first he came as a baby. He came as that little child, just like a little lamb. And as he grew, He gave his life everywhere he went, Lord God, doing your will in the earth and showing the world the true heart that you had, your true heart, Lord God, the true heart of you, our Heavenly Father, bringing deliverance and healing and hope and salvation everywhere he went, teaching and preaching and delivering, healing all that were sick, delivering those that were oppressed by the devil. Lord God, he gave his life in as he lived and when he died on the cross and took our sins upon him and was raised from the dead. Lord God, to give us that joint heirship with him, to make us sons and daughters of the Most High God. And Lord, we're grateful and thankful for the gift that you gave and the gift that he gave. In the name that is above every name, the precious name of Jesus. Amen.